KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Thanks for tuning in, and we are joined by Brian Belknap and Mike Hoffman. Brian Belknap on accordion, modified guitar / dobro / mandolin, and Mike Hoffman over there on the drums. Hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. You guys are playing tonight at Old Town Coffee and Chocolates. Just let's jump right in and hear a song.
Sure. Thanks.
Done you wrong, and I can never make it right. We call it even and be cool. No, I told you lies, but I believe them to be true. We call it even.
Go to Stumptown tour.
Yeah, that's what we're calling it.
How long's the tour?
About a week long. About a week long. Yep, we're going to be up Ashland and tomorrow night, and Eugene the night after that, and then up to see my good friend Mike Kirkendall, who actually wrote that last song.
Mike Kirkendall of M. Ward fame.
Yeah, she and him. Old friend of mine, who's a great old band, the Old Joe Clarks, and you know, an amazing songwriter in his own right.
Right on.
You know, so.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure thing.
Your grill. Your grill. I have never seen a grill like that here in the studio. You've got shiny gold teeth.
Yeah.
That is pretty awesome.
Well.
Does that predate everybody running out and getting awesome grills?
Yeah, you know, it postdates me taking remarkably poor care of myself, drinking too much whiskey and doing, you know, it's, I'd rather have my teeth, you know.
Right, right. But these days, you're on the cutting edge. You got a mouth full of gold, man. That's
pretty awesome. Well.
Loving it.
It adds a little character, I suppose.
You are now going to play a guitar that basically, I thought those things were dobros, but you've moved it into guitar mode. It's
Yeah, I sort of split the difference. You know, I got the action hiked up like a dobro still. You know, I used to play a lot of slide and I started playing with the band, and I didn't like the rattle that would happen off of the frets. You know, you get a much cleaner. So you can kind of, you can do a little bit of strumming still, and especially playing on the street, which we do a lot of, you know.
Gets his mic pointed in the right direction, there we go. Brian Belknap in the studio, let's do it.
sunrise in a junkyard dome. Junkyard is just a junkyard when the sunrise is gone. Staggered up disheveled to the daylight's edge. Spilled into that smoky corner, rag piled bed. I have made a mess of things the way I do. Many more last chances, will you stake me to? Maybe soon some weekend, rent a car, ride out to the country, try and reconnect the stars. Once those constellations took our breath away, now we sit at twilight without a word to say. I have made a mess of things and I can't see. You'll be getting round to giving up on me. Buzzing on the black tie in the afternoon, staring down the misbegotten midday moon. I will take my comfort come the night's blanket, wake to wonder how I ended up like this. I have made a mess of things as best I could. Watch the tender mercies fly away for good. Still a sunrise in a junkyard dome. Junkyard is just a junkyard when the sunrise is gone.
Brian Belknap and Mike Hoffman here in the studio. It's KHUM playing tonight at Old Town Coffee and Chocolates. I want to ask you a couple of things. I guess we'll save the second thing for later. Just to paint the picture here is you've got this, like, the picture here. Nobody wears a suit when they come to play the radio station. And you look like Jelly Roll Morton, like, in his later days, like when he was pimping in D.C. That is the way to go. Is this just how you do every day? Sharp suits?
Well, you know, when I'm performing, I do. You know, I mean, it actually comes from seeing Honey Boy Edwards play way back in the day in Chicago. You know, an old blues guy, you know, and I forget exactly what he said now because it's been a while, but I remember really being struck. It was something about having respect for the audience, and you owe them a little something. And even though folks out there can't see me,
right,
I feel like it's still important to bring that whenever I'm playing music.
Oh, you're bringing it. You're bringing it for sure. For sure. Yeah, you've got the black suit, and you've got the orange shirt and an orange tie. You're either a Halloween fan or a Giants fan.
You know, it's a little bit of both. I'm a spooky old Giants fan.
Now, you were born and raised in the Chicago area?
Well, born kind of out east, rural New York, but moved to Chicago north Chicago for my high school days, but spent the bulk of my growing up time, I'd say, there. And then I came out here about early 90s, you know, and...
What brought you out to California?
You know, I was just coming out here to work. A buddy of mine I'd gone to high school with had some property he was rehabbing, and I was... It's a long story. I was working construction at the time, and it got too cold to work outside there, so I just came out here to stay through the winter, really, and kind of got stuck out here.
That right there is so old-timey, like, it got too cold, so I had to go to California.
I suppose it is.
We're a little ahead of schedule. We got time for two more.
Oh, that's wonderful.
If that's cool. Let's hear one more song, and then I want to ask you about your highfalutin pals.
All right. I sure will. We'll give you a little bit of Marie here. Dear Marie, I know the stars have fallen from your sky. Spilled a million tears out of your shining eyes. All this hopeless rain will nothing brighter ever bloom again. My dear Marie, I know the times are hard and getting worse. Bitter winter settled on you like a curse, frozen at your step. A silent storm of wishes and whispered regret. Your voice so uncertain and sad Sunday night, a plate on the phone. Heavy heart hurting so bad, with weight always aching your bones. My dear Marie, sky's still full of stars, just so you know. Soon outside your window, greener grass will grow. Sparrows courting spring will whistle while the reckless robin sings. Dear Marie, when summer's chased the chill out of the air and pressed its flowering fingers in impassioned prayer, from the perfumed heat, will you seek the thunder has threatened relief? Your voice so uncertain and sad Sunday night, a plate on the phone. Heavy heart hurting so bad, with this weight always aching your bones.
Hoffman in the K-Hum studio. We got time for one more, and then you'll do a lot more tonight at 7 p.m. over at Old Town Coffee and Chocolates. Now, you've shared the stage with people like Train and all sorts of folks. Just a short list of people. Calexico, Train, Cake, Richard Buckner, and so forth. How did all these things come together?
You know, it really started with Mike. He had a band called the Old Joe Clarks. We were playing at this little club in San Francisco called The Bottom of the Hill. Just fell in love with him. I got the nerve up to pass him a tape, and we were playing shows with him pretty soon. And these bands were just kind of coming up back then. I think we played Cakes. They were from Sacramento, one of their first shows with them, you know, over at the way back then, you know, way back in the mid 90s. Same with Train, you know.
And so Mike Koikendall, he, you know, he's worked with, like you said, She and Him and M Ward and that sort of thing. How do you know him?
I handed him that tape, you know, at that show.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And he called me about 2 days later, and we've just been big fans of each other ever since. And I'm happy to say, really, I think one of the most remarkable and unsung songwriters around, Mike is. You know, he's coming out with a new record, double record of his own. He's put about 4 records out, but just an absolute and just a wonderful musical spirit.
Well, just the fact that he was, I mean, you know, you're in showbiz, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the number of CDs and tapes that get handed to people at shows,
sure.
It's just like oppressive.
No, I know what
That's
you mean.
That's not the right term. It's not like you're drowning in cassettes. But the fact that he would listen to it and then get back to you, I think says more about the guy than anything else. It's fantastic.
You know, that's Mike, though. That's Mike. You know, we're very, very close friends. We developed a very close friendship. And, you know, these records that I've, or the CDs that I put out, really come out of that friendship that we struck up. You know, he, you know, went up to, I would go up to visit him up in Portland because he was down in San Francisco. And he would just kind of coax me into the studio. You know, I stopped playing music for about 10 years. I, you know, dedicated my time to, I got a little disgusted with the music business, and I dedicated my life to the various struggles for social justice. You know, not you know, and importantly, I'd say.
What's your favorite social justice struggle?
I think right now it really is kind of about the war. You know, it's very much related to the attacks on education and everything else. But the funding, the money they're putting into the war, while people are starving, while people don't have health care, you know, we could go on and on, I'm sure.
Did you watch the GOP debate last night, or you were on stage?
I didn't. Yeah, we were over it. I didn't.
It was crazy because Ron Paul, he's talking to hardcore Republicans,
mm-hmm.
a room full of hardcore Republicans with Mitt Romney and Michelle Bachmann and Paul Lenti, and everybody's on stage. And he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, we should just defund the war. Let's keep that money in North America.
Yeah.
And the room kind of goes.
Yeah.
Ron Paul style. Well, Brian Belknap, it's been awesome having you, Mike Hoffman. Thanks for playing drums. Let's do one more song, and then people can go see you tonight at Old Town Coffee and Chocolates, 7 p.m.
Great. Can't thank you enough for having us. We're here at K-Home, Mike. It's been a real pleasure. I guess that I'm all right. I'm up the hill named Clarence Park. Gotten used to lonely nights. Before the sky goes dark. For a while there was someone new. The paper over ancient history. The truer color started bleeding through. And I remembered how he used to be. Somehow I could taste all our troubled days back again. Oh, we only pray in a different place, even then. Bought myself a couple years of grace, working steady, living on the cheap. Morning's begging me to keep the faith, sunlight tangled in a lemon tree. Shine my shoes and shade my face, hopeful is as does, but the daily dawning can replace the one thing I was ever certain of. Somehow I could know what the future holds. An upraised hand. Maybe I'd let go of our long ago. Best laid plan. Bombs are blowing half the world apart in the cradle of humanity, while I nurse along this broken heart and wonder if you ever think of me. Occupation equals genocide. I press my lips up to the megaphone, but without you shouting by my side,
10,000 voices in them all along. I guess I'm all right.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.